Sunday, October 30th, began in Baramabuman Mansion in Bangkok at the incredible hour of 5:20. Helen bringing me coffee, but I was all too ready to hurry because I wanted to have a last walk around the fabulous ground of that amazingly colorful complex of palaces, Buddhist temples, lush park-like grounds, and maze of statues and small pagodas, incredibly ornamented, that looked like they came right out of a fairy story. By 6:30, I was out the front door of Baramabuman Mansion, wearing my red dress, the Sunday color of Thailand, not by chance, with my camera, followed by Ashton, and very soon a small entourage, which though not needed, seems inevitable on these trips. I'd ask if the car could please pick me up as they departed, and I had a good 30 minutes walk, seeing what I'd yearned to see since my visit in 1961. The morning was blue and gold, not too hot yet, and all that I lacked for complete delight was a historian. I had been told that the last buildings were put up by Chulalongkorn, their great king who led Thailand into the modern world, abolished slavery, introduced many social reforms, raised the status of women, worked toward its economic development. Everything I heard about him I liked, except his building, a huge palace of pink plaster with tall white fluted columns topped with Grecian capitals, Corinthian maybe. It looked like it might have been in any southern European capital, and Bangkok is so spectacularly Bangkok. But out in front were the wonderful topiary trees, clipped in their grotesque shapes. I stepped through a doorway into the great courtyard and was at once in fairyland. The magnificent Buddhist temple, its roofline ornamented with the curving fingers that reach to the sky and hung with gently tinkling temple bells, dominates the courtyard. There are myriad small pagodas whose multicolored domes, shaped like the hat on Buddha's head, rise on every side. Here the buildings are the work of King Mongkut, that dynamic, fearsome ruler in Anna and the King of Siam, and the great-grandfather of the present king, or by kings who preceded him. I can understand what Oki meant when he said Bangkok is both the delight and the frustration of a camera artist, because no camera can take it all in. It cannot possibly include it all. There is such myriad detail, nor can words describe it. I will try. I come to a little pagoda, guarded by two fierce Chinese lions, carved stone. They were brought over as ballast long ago in a Chinese sampan, purchased by some ruler for his palace, and rice was taken back in trade. Every inch of the pagoda is covered with flowers, their tiny petals made of porcelain, in blue and rose and gold and pink and green and white. Such lifetimes of delicate work, such a fantasy of design. And you come to two huge statues, perhaps 25 feet tall, of painted wood. And you see that they represent characters from the story of the battle between the demons and the monkeys who aided the princes. They glare down at you as you walk on into the courtyard, past a mural which adorns the long wall of a colonnaded structure. It tells in endless detail the national legend of the monkeys and the princes against the demons. Its origin came from somewhere within India, I believe. There's a strain of the Hindu. You come to the great temple itself, and I see that around its base there's a long line of lovely tiles that look like Chinese, delicate tracery of flowers and trees and birds, each one a work of art, priceless and irreplaceable.